Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Views and opinions of the guests don't always reflect the views of the ministry, and some topics aren't suitable for children. Air One is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Hi, I'm Joel Reagan. Tonight on Closer Look, and learn more about SCORE, where their mission is to foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education. Russ Brown is a mentor with SCORE here in Fort Worth, and he joins us on the Closer Look program tonight. Russ, thanks for being on the program.
Joel, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
Folks maybe have heard about SCORE. It's tied to the Small Business Administration, but tell us more about the history. I know this thing nationwide dates back to the 60s.
That's correct, Joel. In fact, started in 1964. It's under the Small Business Administration program of the federal government, but is comprised of a number of volunteers. In fact, I often joke, I continue to get confused on what the acronym of SCORE is, but it stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives. Makes sense. So for many of us, not all of us, it's volunteers, we are available at no cost to our clients, which are located all over the country, to help mentor, coach, provide guidance and direction in either starting up a business or bringing a new business idea to life or going through operational problems or any other topic that may be of importance when starting up or even running a small to medium-sized business. And we're available primarily to help those individuals here in Fort Worth accomplish their dream and certainly accomplish what we all want for them, which is business success.
And it kind of goes back to the name of being retired executives, folks who've been there, have seen that, and have seen a lot of things and can offer some wisdom and, you know, kind of help folks. Maybe, like you said, they're trying to expand their business or they have a great idea and they've never run a business before, kind of having that expertise, right?
Exactly, exactly. In fact, SCORE, since its inception, has helped over 11 million entrepreneurs either start or grow their business and has over 10,000 volunteers across the nation as a part of creating 29,000 new businesses and 67,700 non-owner jobs in 2019 alone.
So a lot of growth and a lot of folks being helped. And you guys have a chapter in Fort Worth, and I know there's one in Dallas as well, right?
That's correct. They're typically located in metropolitan areas. I know many of us share our opportunities, you know, from time to time with different chapters. We work closely, of course, with the Dallas chapter, which focuses on their region. And certainly our focus is here in Tarrant County.
So obviously kind of covering that area. If folks are listening, maybe in Dallas, they have a chapter there. But if you're listening here in Tarrant County, how long has the chapter been in Fort Worth?
Don't quote me on this, but I think well over 30 years.
So it's been around helping folks for a long time. Well, let's talk about how the process works. Somebody has an idea. They want to make blank widget. It's the greatest widget ever. And they don't have any business experience. Or they don't know what to do with that. Is that when they contact you guys and go, hey, I have an idea and I don't know how to run a business? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, that's a great segue into how we look to provide our service free of charge to the community and the area we serve. Let's say you do have a widget, and let's say, Joel, you've got a great idea and you want to bring it out and see if it's viable, but you don't really know where to start. We ask that people do one of two things. You can do a search, and if you do, you'll find our website at fortworth.score.org, or you can certainly look for our phone number and give us a call at the local office. We prefer the website because it actually gives you all the information at your fingertips to really find the right resource you're looking for. And once you go to that website, you'll find a spot right on the front page that says, find a mentor. And you click on that, and it allows you to look through our directory of mentors. We have currently over 65 mentors here in the Tarrant County chapter. You can look at different zip codes. You can look at different areas. Let's say you're not necessarily in Tarrant County, but you're out in West Texas. You may find something closer, let's say, in a neighboring state, if you're in El Paso, for example. But this website gives you the ability to be selective on the kind of support you're looking for and be able to pick a mentor with a background you're feeling like you need support in, or just request a meeting to kind of get the ball rolling and ask your initial questions. And once you click on that request a meeting, that will go into our system, and then our office managers will process that and either send that to the appropriate mentor to make initial contact, or broadcast it for others to say, yep, that sounds like a good fit for me, and we'll move forward from that standpoint.
Talking about SCORE tonight, Russ Brown is a mentor with SCORE here in Fort Worth. Here on Closer Look, I'm Joel Reagan. You can find out more about them. He mentioned the website, fortworth.score.org. So they're looking for, you know, maybe geographic location, or is there also a chance they might be looking for somebody who is really good in logistics and they don't really know much about logistics, or they're really good in an area where this widget is about? You kind of looking for those things, right?
Exactly. So if, like, for example, my background for 35 plus years was operations, management, engineering, and supply chain. But I might need someone to help me with media, or how to set up a social marketing plan or social media plan, how to handle my financials. And certainly I would look to and point them to others in the chapter that have more of that in-depth expertise to really kind of go forth with. If I get a client, for example, that comes to me needing that kind of expertise, I have the ability to reach out not only to my colleagues and other volunteers in the Fort Worth chapter, but to others like in Dallas as well, and find that point of connection, either to connect them with the right person or for me to get information and then feed that back to the client. Either way.
So once you kind of you've kind of found a mentor, maybe that works out, you kind of schedule a meeting. Does that look different now as we're recording this in April than it has in the past? Did things kind of change over the past year because of COVID-19?
Oh yeah, certainly did. We were primarily doing face-to-face meetings on all of our client mentoring sessions up until COVID, and of course that came to an abrupt stop. And we now move to a Zoom platform, which we found to be very fruitful in providing the kinds of broad support that we need to provide our clients. And also as some hidden benefit in that you don't have to spend a lot of time driving. You don't have to spend a lot of time, you know, getting things in order. You can jump on a Zoom call. We can get things addressed. We can talk about next steps. We can plan our next call and then be done with it. So it has had some benefit this year, although my preference is to meet my clients face-to-face, you know, at least after the initial meeting, or at least within the first few meetings, just so we establish that rapport as a coach mentor for them, so that they have a face they can look into and connect with, and I can provide the level of service that I want to provide to them.
And as time goes on, some of these things might change as we kind of hopefully are getting close to the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to COVID-19. So some of those face-to-face meetings could return.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're hoping for. And we expect, you know, within the reasonable amount of time, certainly by hopefully next fall, if not by the end of the year, we'll get the green light to start doing those again and slowly ramp those back up. So we give our clients options, although the face-to-face has not been on the table. We certainly have the ability to do phone calls only, email mentoring, or, again, video conferencing with Zoom.
Do you have folks who kind of from all walks of life and all kinds of different industries and ideas they have who contact you about getting help?
Absolutely. I've dealt with a number of clients in the last several years that I've been a mentor here with SCORE, and everyone is different. Everybody's at a different place, either starting up or partly started and kind of struggling to get things going, or they've been running for a year or two and need help to kind of take that next big step. One of the other things I would mention that we provide as a benefit and have just started here in the Fort Worth chapter is an advisory board. Let's say you've got a business that you've been running or you've bought and you need some guidance, but you want to have the opportunity to have a select group of advisors, much like a board of directors, but again, free of charge, available to you to select an advisory board and then use them as a sounding board for many of your ideas, the state of your business, things that you've been going through. And we've got a few clients that we're working with today that do that and have meetings every month, every quarter, depending on what their choice is, to give them that ongoing guidance and support to move their business, again, to the next level. Granted, most of the people we talk with have a great idea, as you mentioned, like a widget or something like that, that they want to vet and see if it's viable. Can I make a go of it? Should I quit my full-time job and start this business? Answering a lot of those questions is what we help them work towards and then hopefully take that next big step.
Talking about SCORE tonight, they help mentor folks, entrepreneurs, folks trying to grow their small business here in Fort Worth. Russ Brown, one of those mentors, on the phone with us now here on Closer Look. I'm Joel Reagan. You can learn more about them. FortWorth.SCORE.org is their website. Are there any misconceptions folks have about what you guys do?
I think first and foremost, people just don't know what SCORE is. I certainly can't say that I did a few years ago when I was looking for things to engage with here in the community and certainly had word of mouth contact, something that I should take a look at. So I think one of the things that we encourage people to do is get the word out. And certainly on our LinkedIn page, our Facebook page, our Twitter, we try to get as much information out to the public as possible. In particular, for example, on all the COVID relief packages, the things that are available for small business owners, certainly information that's here and now, and try and get that out there for others to see. And from that, at least be able to get more insight to the other things that SCORE provides as a benefit. Another misconception that I tend to find in many of my counseling sessions is that people look to SCORE many times to look to get resourcing or funding kind of support. And we have a group under the Small Business Administration called the Small Business Development Corporation, or SBDC. For Fort Worth, it's Tarrant, SB, as in Baker, DC.org. If you go to that website, they're the arm of the business today, or arm of the Small Business Administration, that really is tasked with giving counsel to new business owners or startups to provide microloans or small business loan financing ideas or places they can go potentially for grants and other forms of funding. And that's a help, but in many cases, we work arm in arm with the SBDC, but for many people, they look to SCORE to give them that first point of contact, and then we partner them with the people at SBDC.
So that kind of gives you an idea of what you do and then what other folks do as well. Can you share any stories with us about kind of maybe some success stories, folks you've seen? They've come in there with the idea for the widget or whatever it is, or they want to expand, and you've seen them really grow with just some expertise from a SCORE mentor?
Personally, I've dealt with a number of different businesses that have moved forward significantly. The one that really comes to mind for me is one here and now where I was able to, at the end of last year, work with a particular client here in the Tarrant County area who had an idea for a clip that you could use on your belt or on your pants to clip your mask to. And certainly something that was very specific and certainly something that was here and now. He had invested a little bit to kind of get things going, and we worked with him to help him set up some marketing concepts and give him some feedback on how to move his product idea forward. He actually was able to get some publication support at the end of the year in both the Dallas Morning News and Tarrant County Paper. And from that, he springboarded into the next level of business. And clearly, here's an item or a widget, let's call it, that had a certain shelf life, because here and now it may be demand huge, but down the road, certainly maybe diminishing over a period of time. But that's the way a lot of these business ideas are. They're really great. And if you can capitalize on them and get your business structure right and get things moving in the right direction, it's no telling how things will move. And in this particular case, he got in, you know, tens of thousands of orders within several days and had to go back to making more parts and getting things done and expediting material. Those are great opportunities for any new business owner.
He just kind of had the idea, kind of scratching his own itch. You know, I have to wear a mask here. Man, it'd be nice to have something for it to hang on, that type of thing. And you're able to kind of turn that from an idea and help him kind of make that a reality.
Yeah. And again, not taking anything away from the people that come with the ideas. In many cases, much like with, I think the gentleman's name was Walter, he was looking for, you know, some guidance and some support, specifically on marketing, getting the word out, how to go about doing that. He had his ducks in a row on his business model. He had his supply chain set up. He was ready to go. And that's not an unusual case where someone comes with a certain level of knowledge, but they need specific help in an area they're just not comfortable with. Could be finances, could be marketing, and it could be supply chain. So it just depends on what the need is. Sometimes you can answer that and give them the support they need, like I did with Walter over several sessions. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. If you're wanting to start a new business, you know, how do you structure a business plan? We help walk people through that because it gives them the opportunity to really step back and think about what they're about to get into, what it's going to be required to start a business. How do you set up a financial plan and a forecast? And how do you account for all your costs? A lot of these great idea concepts come with some baggage around the structure of what does it take to start a business? What is expected? What are the financial ramifications of that? And I think that's where I focus a lot of my time and effort and energy, just to make sure people have spent the time to think through all the basic steps of what they need to do. And then if they're good and everything's lined up well, they're ready to take off.
Talking about SCORE tonight, they help mentor entrepreneurs, small businesses here in Fort Worth. Russ Brown is a mentor, and he joins us on Closer Look tonight. I'm Joel Reagan. Once again, you can find out more about them. FortWorth.score.org is their website. Are you always looking for folks like yourself who've got a background in operations or marketing, that type of thing, who have time to volunteer and offer their expertise?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're always looking for help and support. I said the acronym was a little bit different, and it talks about retired executives. And I think that was the thinking early on when they first started this branch of small business administration, looking to capitalize on that level of expertise. Well, today I can tell you that's nothing like the composition of our chapter. We have a number of volunteers that have full-time jobs. They work in sales and marketing and finance and IT and social media and website design. You know, it covers the gamut of things. And I have to admit, you know, personally, I'm not as skilled on social media as some of these younger folks. And that's great. I mean, we learn from each other and we can bounce things off of each other and certainly support each other. So we're always looking for people that are interested in giving back to the community. No matter what your background is, doesn't matter what you do, as long as there's a desire to help others and help the community, you know, we're certainly in support of getting you on the website. Look at our website, fortworth.score.org. There's a volunteer button. You click on that and it'll take you to the webpage. You can sign up to volunteer. And certainly we're looking for anyone and everyone in Tarrant County that is has that desire to serve others. In particular, needs of more female folks, because we have a lot of demand for women starting businesses today. People with language skills, you know, Spanish certainly comes to mind as one of those necessary things that we're seeing more and more need and demand for in our chapter. But it's wide open. Anybody that's looking to support the community and certainly support Tarrant County and our endeavors, we're happy to help you and happy to have you be part of our team.
We have a couple of minutes left, but I know as well, you guys offer like workshops and that type of thing as well as the one-on-one kind of mentoring?
Yes, we do. If you go to our website, you can click on a button called SCORE Workshop Calendar, and it'll give you the workshops that we offer. Let's say you maybe aren't necessarily looking for mentoring, but you want to learn more about how to approach your business. If you look at our calendar for May, you can see things from effective networking strategy to using YouTube to grow your business, 10 steps to building your brand on in Instagram. Anything and everything you can imagine, we have a workshop typically set up at some point in time. And all you have to do is sign up. It's a minimal cost, usually a few bucks, but nothing excessive because we certainly don't want that to be an issue. And all of these today are being done by Zoom. So the ease of being able to just sit at your office at home, log in, participate, and learn something is important, and having the flexibility to do that. So that certainly is another opportunity that we have that we offer our clients to, let's say you don't want to be looking or working with a mentor, but you got a need to learn about QuickBooks, let's say. We offer examples of workshops where we provide training on how to deal with and how to work with QuickBooks probably every couple of months.
Lots of opportunities there, and folks can find out more. Once again, the website, fortworth.score.org, the website to find out more. I think you said find a mentor was probably their first the click, and then as well request a meeting, correct?
Correct. And that's really where I would suggest anyone that's listening, if you have a desire, go to our website, click on find a mentor, follow the steps, and it'll take you right to providing the input. And once you provide that input, someone will be back in touch with you within usually 48 hours. And then we start the ball rolling from there, and hopefully we move towards another level of success.
Once again, fortworth.score.org. And I might also mention Dallas as well has their own SCORE chapter. So if you're on that part of the DFW area, that's contact them, do a Google search for them. But for Tarrant County, fortworth.score.org, the website. Russ Brown, one of the mentors here in Fort Worth, really appreciate your time tonight sharing about what SCORE does for entrepreneurs and the small business owners.
Thanks so much, Joel. I appreciate you having me on board. And go to our Facebook page or go to our LinkedIn page, like us if you would, and read more about what we do with others in the community.
Glad to have you on the program. Once again, fortworth.score.org. And you can find out more about Closer Look right here on Air One, or you can send us feedback. Our email address is closerlook@airone.com. That's closerlook@AIR1.com. For Closer Look, I'm Joel Reagan.
This has been Air One Closer Look. Find us online at airone.com.